Talking about white people who were not well off, not well educated, mm-hmm. but principally just don't like to work, mm-hmm. how have you heard them referred to?
I haven't.
Okay, have you ever heard the expression trash or poor white trash?
Yes, but I know it referred to that. I didn't know it referred to just a person that really didn't want to work.
Well, when the what comes to mind?
Well, when I poor white trash, the same thing as redneck, I suppose. Mm. Someone that's primarily uneducated and lives close to the land, a farmer or something. Mm. Mm. In a very rural area.
Yeah. Does the word cracker mean anything to you?
I've heard the term.
Mean what?
Well, an insulting term toward whites.
Which would be
the same as redneck and honky and the same as all the others.
Yeah, and the word is?
Cracker.
Yeah, okay. Do, talking about white trash, would blacks use that just as well as whites? What got you tickled?
No, blacks wouldn't use it.
Okay. What was funny? Just the subject.
I mean, just
sitting here discussing smart racial slurs.
White trash, you know. Yeah. No.
You ever hear of black trash?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. What about a man who is from way out in the country? Any derogatory terms for people like that? Sometimes when these people come to town on Saturdays to do their business, they're distinctive.
Oh. Mountain folk, hill folk.
Country hick?
No, I never heard that before.
You ever heard the word Hoosier?
No.
Country Hoosier? No. All right, a few expressions. Say if you've been to a party and it's about 10 minutes till midnight, you look at your watch and you might say, well, I'd better go, it's something midnight.
It's 10 until.
Or without being that specific, you refer
close to
or
near.
Alright. What about this expression? If I've been trying to walk on an iced over sidewalk, I might say, well, I managed to keep my balance somehow, but two or three times there I
almost slipped.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm waiting for you to go somewhere, I might say, well, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well, I'll be with you
in a little while.
Okay. If you had to use the word minute there somehow.
In a few minutes.
Okay. And talking about distance, you might ask somebody how it is to Jackson.
How far it is.
All right. And talking about how frequently something is done, you might say, well, how do you go to town every week?
How often.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And parts of the body, again, just for pronunciation. Mm-hmm. What do you call this part right here?
Forehead.
Okay. This is all my
ear. Oh, hair.
Okay. Since we're on ear, which one is this one?
The left.
Okay.
Right.
Alright. Put the two words together. This is my
right ear.
The other one is
left
my
ear.
Alright. And if I let this grow out, I'm growing
a beard.
Okay. And that's my
mouth.
Okay. This is the back of my
head.
Or I break my
neck.
Get something stuck in my
throat.
What about the thing that you can see on some people that moves up and down?
Adam's apple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Other than Adam's apple and maybe, whatever the scientific term for it.
What, I don't know what it is. What about the term goozle?
I've heard the word, but not necessarily referring to this.
What did it refer to?
Well, I didn't know. I just heard the word.
Just heard, mm-hmm. didn't know what it was. Okay. These are all my
teeth.
Just one of them is a
tooth.
And the fleshy part.
Gum.
And this is my right
hand.
I have two
hands.
And this part right here.
Palm.
And make a
fist.
You got two.
Fist.
Okay. What about a place where two bones meet? That's a
joint.
And the upper part of a man's body.
Chest.
These are my
shoulders.
Okay. This is my left
leg.
And that's my left
foot.
Yeah, and I have two
feet.
This part right here.
Shin.